When we look into a mirror, typically the idea is that we will see our exact reflection looking back at us. It's how we see ourselves and determine what we want to change to more adequately fit our idea of perfection. It's a ritual we go through each morning after climbing out of bed. Director Neil Burger seems to be obsessed with the exploration of the mirror on film. In his 2011 film Limitless, he created an opening sequence of reflections speeding through New York City. These reflections simulate the effects of the drug Bradley Cooper's character stumbles upon, as well as his inability to be certain of the truth while on it. After all, we want to be able to trust that the inanimate mirror cannot lie to us. Burger is perfectly tailored to adapt the young adult novel Divergent, because author Veronica Roth places much more emphasis on the mirror than Limitless does. In the film's second scene, we see the main character Triss getting her hair cut. Her mom lets her look in the mirror for a few minutes while she finishes, but then slams the mirror cabinet shut. Triss is part of a faction known as Abnegation, which means she is required to be selfless. Vanity is looked down upon, so the people are only allowed to look in the mirrors once every few months. Abnegation is one of the five factions that make up the post-apocalyptic Chicago where Divergent is set. The other choices are Dauntless, Amity, Erudite, and Candor. Kids are required to take a test at age 17 to determine the faction they will live in for the rest of their lives. In essence, they determine what they need to change about themselves to live seamlessly in their new environment, as if looking in a mirror. Triss steps up to take her test and is injected with a serum that causes her to hallucinate. The first portion of the exam places her in a hall of mirrors. She observes herself in the mirror as if she's never seen her image before. Ostensibly, this portion of the test determines if she can be selfless. But it's actually a beautiful metaphor for Divergent, and specifically the book-to-film translation of the source material. In their text Film Theory, An Introduction Through the Senses, Thomas Alsesser and Malt Higner note that the 60s and 70s film theory was interested in exploring this concept of the mirror. A look into the mirror necessitates a confrontation with one's own face as the window to one's own interior self, they write. The authors go on to note that the look is from the outside, and it no longer belongs to the gazer. Just as Triss loses her image of herself when she sees reality in the mirror, the writers of Divergent have lost control of the image by allowing the movie screen to act as a mirror. The audience is the other. They have the power to judge. For the most part, Divergent the movie mirrors the book, silently observing its own faults, attempting to change them only occasionally. But as The Hunger Games before it, the movie loses the lead protagonist's inner turmoil by moving from first to third person storytelling. Much of the novel focuses on Triss's struggle to accept the fact that she isn't selfless. She enjoys watching other people endure pain for their actions. The film smooths over the novel's rough edges. So even the little divergence the screenwriters take from the book's image has a great impact on the story's style. As the movie leaves itself up to the audience for judgment, it fidgets too much, like it's trying to bend to others' judgments. The screenwriters clearly recognize the tribulations of adapting young adult fiction. The reality they want to live in is a world where Divergent is such a success it spawns a franchise. But they know the real. A good majority of young adult novels just don't take off on the big screen. So they give the villain a comeuppance, as opposed to the novel, which allows Triss to practically be victorious, creating closure in case the studio were to decide they didn't want a sequel. In the process of saving their bottom lines, they snap away what made Divergent an exciting read. Ultimately, the film tries to please everyone, fans of the book, and those who aren't familiar with the source material, because Burger knows once an audience can gaze into his mirror, he'll lose control of the image. But what looks back at the audience is too unsure of itself to make an impact.